Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Brian Adams. On today's program, we are joined by State Representative-elect John Thorpe as he discusses preparations for his term in the House.
You're starting off your freshman term as a representative. You've probably spent the last few weeks since Election Day getting ready to study on everything you need to know. What are some of the things that that you've learned so far that are a bit surprising or that you weren't expecting about the job?
Well, when I look at the budget, and I've looked at the budget for years, but the thing that never stops surprising me, I guess, is just looking at different aspects of the budget and seeing where where there's maybe is there waste here? What's going on with this? Looking at little line item issues, and like I said, that never stops amazing me.
You'll be starting right off the gate as vice chairman for a major committee, the Public Safety Committee. And given your background, that's not a surprising appointment. It's right up your alley, really. But is there anything you want to do once you get into the job? Are there any particular areas you want to concentrate on?
Public safety is that's a committee that covers a lot of different ground, and anywhere from different narcotic substances that are rearing their head. I would imagine parts of the opioid crisis might come up. And as always, I'm always interested in school security.
A lot of things to go over in the first few weeks of the session. You've probably been talking to leadership and to your fellow members of the party and of the House, and getting a feel for some of the things that will be on the agenda. What are some of the key issues that you believe will be coming up during the spring session?
I want to point out that actually I've been talking to quite a few Democrats, too. There aren't any independents right now in the legislature, or I should say coming into the legislature this year. Last year there was one independent in the Senate, but he's since retired. As far as major issues, I think there's really no difference between the issues now and the issues during the campaign. The Medicare situation, or Medicaid situation, rather, is something that's foremost on everybody's mind, and also mental health. Those are two of the big ones.
Going into this, you probably had a lot of things on your own list that you wanted to take care of, your own agenda here. What are some of the things that you want to bring forth in the House over the session? What are some of the things that you want to accomplish?
Well, one thing that is very concerning to me is out here in rural Iowa, volunteerism amongst fire departments and rescue, pretty much anybody in that category of fire and rescue, we're almost all volunteer out here. And it's getting harder and harder to recruit and retain people in those categories. And we really need them. We don't need them until we need them. And I know that may sound simple, but it's the way it is. So I'm going to start looking for ways to maybe make it a little bit easier to recruit and retain those folks.
Not only that, but a lot of police departments are becoming shorthanded. There was a large influx of officers in the 80s under the Reagan administration, but many of those officers are starting to retire now, and departments, Knoxville in particular, are hard-pressed to fill a lot of openings. Is that something the state can help with?
I think so. I think anything that can streamline the process for hiring while not lowering standards for employment as a law enforcement officer, I think is something that the state can always look at. I'm working on a couple of things right now, just in the preliminary phases, but I'm looking into a little bit of research about why we had certain physical fitness standards in the 70s, which we've never changed, some things like that the state might be able to do to improve that. Unfortunately, just the way the economy is right now, almost everybody's having a hard time hiring people. So that affects law enforcement and public safety the same as it does private industry.
That's an across-the-board problem, really, when you get right down to it, especially for our area. The unemployment rate is so low, and there's so little housing and so few other features that a lot of people just aren't being attracted to come here. And is there anything you can do in those areas that might be able to spur people to want to come and take jobs?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. Just for example, there's some programs already in effect, but I'd like to see them going as far as increasing funding for jobs, for job education, job training. I think those are some things we can do. We can always look at how taxes are set up. We can always look at any economic development issue, I think, and see if it can be tweaked a little bit here, changed a little bit there. And that's the trick, moving all the little levers just a little bit to effect some positive change.
Do you think you'll be able to hit the ground running when your term starts?
Yeah, I don't think there'll be too much of a problem with that. In fact, with 100 members of the House this particular year, I think 22 of them are in the same shoes I am as far as being freshmen. So I've gotten to know quite a few of them also, and I think there might be enough new folks that there's going to be plenty of work to go around, let's say.
Thanks to State Representative-elect John Thorpe for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.